Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right to the phone.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello. Happy birthday, Christina.
Hi, this is the fabulous Wayne Wing calling in. We love Wayne. Has been on our show. Wayne, how many times have you been on our show now? I think it's like...
Oh, God. Almost as many times as Christina is old.
He's always a fabulous guest and doing wonderful work for North Hempstead, as always. So much love to our town. Fabulous town clerk.
That's right. Woo! Wayne.
Thank you very much. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Again, I can't believe it's only 21 years old after all this time.
Yeah. That's right. After 30, everyone says that.
Well,
now,
thank
Christina,
you.
I've heard that you do a pretty mean Britney Spears impersonation.
Oh, boy. God, you're really putting me on the spot there. I'll have to send a video.
Well, you know, it's on Facebook, so it can't be wrong.
That's right. Well, thank you again, Wayne, for calling in.
Not at all. Congratulations and many, many more.
Okay, bye-bye, Wayne.
And I look forward to seeing you soon.
That's right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Now we're going back to Christina's abuse of her father. We're not getting past this. I'm here with Jimmy. He's my guy.
That's right. Don't make me have Barbara call
in. Oh, please, no.
So anyway, at 13, she changed.
Yes, when she was younger than that, she always went. I took her to the amusement park, got to learn to go on to rides.
Oh, I can't wait for Barbara to chime in on this one.
She was horrified about roller coasters. I got to go on that, all this stuff. And I even took her fishing, even though she's very dainty. I think she was 9 years old. And sure enough, the mate goes to the party boat. She goes out to bait the hook, like this. So I'm going, I'll do it for you. She goes, no, I'll do it. Yeah. She does it. Well, you know, she catches the biggest fish on the boat.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
We were fluke fishing.
Did she get the pies?
She got the pool, yes. Well, I picked it up for her.
I guess that's what you're going to give her today.
But then, of course, later on, when she gets older and older, and then to the day when she turned 13, a teenager, no more, oh, hi, Dad. It's like, don't touch my hair.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's also full of it.
Then she came back around years later.
I came back around.
Liking her father again. But anyway, she's the best daughter anyone could ever have.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you very much.
Well, true, of course.
End on that note. So what's next, guys?
We're going back to Paula.
Oh, we're going back to Paula.
And then Iwan Otto brought in when... Now she gets hired as an intern. Oh, actually, it was an intern first.
She wasn't hired. She came as an intern.
So an intern, you don't even hire an intern.
No,
it's just like,
no money.
That's
no
6 months or something? What's an internship?
We were not DOSA. We had no DOSA yet. She was an intern with the NORC, correct?
No, DOSA just formed.
Oh, it just formed.
Yes, it literally was like just like a couple of months.
Oh, so then it was 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
Okay,
yeah.
So not eight, so nine. So Christina started, and because Evelyn was our commissioner.
But let me just go back. An intern is not paid. An intern is just like a study program.
No, it's an MSW.
No,
it's a master's degree. No money.
You're getting credits.
No.
You got credits in school.
Yes.
Okay.
It was
you have to have a year. You have to have this internship to get your master's degree. Two years. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Christina's case. So as soon as, you know, we got to know Christina, Evelyn Roth was our commissioner, and of course we all know she's brilliant and fabulous, and we love her dearly. And she noticed right away how smart Christina was. So I think within 2 months, Christina was working on grant writing for a
really
very
boring.
Large grant for the New York State Office of Aging, a nice sofa, a $330,000 grant that Christina was thrown right in. Taken out of my realm a little bit, right across the hall to Ev at the time, and from across the hall, Evelyn was like, Christina!
Right, it was a running joke. You just hear, like,
she'd
the three of them.
And poor Christina, the day the grant was due, I think it must have been
3 o'clock. Yeah, it was that crazy
and
snowstorm.
We have a call in.
We were running and running, and we got it in, and we got the grant.
Wow!
And that was one of our, you know, we were grant funded, the NORC, but that was really our first really significant grant.
And it was just an exciting time, you know, to really,
we were building,
to be part of it, you know, and it was building, and, you know, we were expanding to all these different regions.
We didn't even have a region
yet. Yeah, it was just so great.
We had nothing yet.
It was so amazing just to be there through the, and I feel like that's why I'm so invested in it, too. You know, you've been with the program since the beginning, and it's just amazing. It's cool.
Yeah. So she was there, brilliant, right from the start. And, you know, we wanted to make sure when she graduated, she stayed with us.
Right, okay.
So that was a little stressful, you know. I was like, we're going to get her a job. Because we weren't really... We didn't have really
you
people
have
in the department.
Right, we didn't have a department.
We didn't
job.
Have any regions. We had... Oh,
that's okay. Something. This is going to be confusing.
Okay, just
okay.
Cell phone. So.
Okay,
okay.
But
anybody's
so.
Out there listening.
So yeah, Christina was there for the very first expansion. Great Neck.
Yep.
Great Neck, and then was really literally key to the whole growth, development, expansion, continued of Project Independence. I mean, night and day, we collected a lot of data. Couldn't duplicate services. We wanted to be able to replicate this model. At the time, we met with townships all over Long Island, and the goal initially was to take this model, the service delivery model, and be able to expand it, literally, not just statewide, but nationally, because it's very unique.
Okay.
So we were studied, you know, we subcontracted with Hofstra, and Christina was key with collecting data, analyzing the data, keeping, still to this day, Christine, you know, we collect all the data of everything that we do in human service, so we can take a real, you know, solid look at what's working, what's not working. And at that point, everything we tried and people we partnered with, we would always do a pilot first.
Right.
Whatever the idea was, and a lot of our part, and we had to go out, and that's why we wanted Christina to focus on community organization when she first
started.
She's
like forging these new
relationships. We had to build, we had to establish ourselves with all these partnering agencies for almost no money. We couldn't pay most of the, you know, we had to connect.
Okay.
We had to go out and sell Project Independence. This is what we are, and people would look at us like, you know. But the ones that became partners with us got it. And we had to figure out, what did the senior need to stay at home, safety, what could we bring, what could cost more money, where can we get grants. So.
Try this one, Christina.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I hear someone.
Hi. This is Councilwoman Viviana Russell.
Oh,
how
hi,
are you?
Viviana.
Okay, we got one going through. You got nothing.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I know, Viviana, you're missing quite the party over here.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could be there.
No. Well, Viviana will be on our show, actually, in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're so welcome, and I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and thank you for all the great work that you're doing for us here at the town of North Hempstead.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye, Viviana.
Bye-bye.
That was Councilwoman Viviana.
All right.
Who will be on our show, I think, May 2nd. I think Viviana
will
be on the show, yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much the very, very early days. It was a tremendous amount of building.
Okay.
And a lot of it we were, you know, I don't want to say we were making it up as we went along, but we knew what we wanted to do. But then it was figuring out how to do it and how to make it successful. And at the same time, we went out region by region because each region had its own advisory committee. And each one was a little bit different. So
I want to actually...
Go ahead.
When did Chari get involved with mobility? Chari was on 2 weeks ago. You're on the program?
Yes.
And this is such another, you know, it's amazing what you're talking about with Project Independence, how these pieces came together, because the transportation part is just huge, and I hear compliments from everybody, and the importance of
budget.
It. Oh, yeah. Really?
No, that was our first grant. That was, we did a study with Nelson Nygaard of what the transportation needs were of seniors in the town. So that was about a 6 month, maybe, where they studied, you know, what the needs were. And then from there, we applied for the grant.
Now, Sherry, you with the town or no?
No. The first mobility manager was actually Claudia?
Yes.
Was Claudia. This is before Sherry's time.
Claudia Poglianich.
Yeah, right, was our first, right.
John's very proud that he's mastered saying her last name. It took a little bit, but now it just rolls right off my tongue.
Now spell it.
Right. But Sherry's been our...
Got another call coming in.
All right.
Hello? Oh, we don't have anyone. Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Christina.
Yes.
Hi, it's Lee Seaman.
Hi, Lee. This is Councilwoman Lee Seaman calling in.
Yes, that's me, and I want to congratulate you for all the work and your birthday and everything.
Oh, thank you, Lee, as always. And Lee's always been a supporter of Project Independence from the very beginning. We were just talking about the beginnings, Lee.
I am so proud of the beginnings. Way back when I first got elected, that's like one of the first things I got involved with.
That's right.
And with Madge Kaplan, who I've been a friend with for many years.
Well, it's a wonderful, and thank you guys always for all your support. We couldn't do it without the council people of Town of North Hempstead.
Right. Well, so I wanted to know something. What's the latest on Project Independence? Do you have all that?
Yeah, you know, we're just full steam ahead. We're, you know, our wonderful programming, our transportation programs program is growing, our exercise classes, our social work and nurses are continuing to do amazing new programs, and it's just, it's wonderful. It really is. We get these stories every day about how we're just really making a difference with the residents, so
right.
We're all very blessed.
So let me ask you, do you get a lot of people for the exercise program?
Yes, it's like standing room only, the exercise classes.
Oh, that's a good thing. I wish I could join it.
Well, you always can come on in as a guest. We'll let you in, Lee.
You let me in?
Yes.
Okay, one of these days I'll tell you.
All right, Lee, thank you.
And thank you again for everything.
Oh, thank you.
You're a special person in the town.
Oh, thanks so much, Lee.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you Bye-bye. Very much. Bye.
Very nice.
Councilwoman Lee Seaman.
Hi, it's Sherry here again. I just want to say that I came on 5 years ago, and I had wonderful training, and I was up and running fairly quickly. And you know, you study where you're at and where you need to blend in and come in. But I was always struck by Christina's creative energy and her tremendous can-do spirit, because it's clear that the growth of the program was made so much easier with Christina at the helm making it happen.
You know what? I'm going to go into a commercial, but I want to start back with that.
Yeah.
Because I think that is so significant what you're saying. We're going to start back. But right now, we're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.